Sir Snippet series is sponsored by Dr. Renan Jack Nussbaum, Refuah Shleimah L'chol Yisrael, in particular Hanani Shmuel Lipim and Sharna Leia. All those looking for their Shidduch should find their Bashert. We have begun to study to understand Shema, and we've offered several interpretations of Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, the first half of the first pasuk, of the first paragraph of Shema. How can the Torah command us in emotion? Famous question asked by so many, the Torah can legislate that we regulate our behavior and our actions. We saw the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, it means not love an adjective, love a verb. Come to study about God. To know God is to love God. All one has to do is contemplate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's diary, the sacred Torah, and try to understand His world, His universe, and one can't help but feel a drawn to love Him. B'Kiva Eger understood it was reciprocal. If you feel Hashem's love, naturally you will intuit, and you will mirror that love back. You don't have to generate something new. It will happen automatically. And lastly, we saw the Gemara in Yuma that the Ahavta is fulfilled, Sheshem Shamayim Esayev Al Yadcha, to conduct and carry ourselves in a way in which others are drawn to God and love God. The best way to show we love someone, something, is to share it with others. So when we draw others to come close to Hashem, then we show, we reflect our love for Him. Which brings us to the second half of the Pasuk, which really describes how we fulfill the Ahavta. B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Ma'odecha. We have to love Hashem, it means whatever interpretation we have, whether it's dedicating ourselves to learning about Hashem and learning His world, whether it's dedicating ourselves to feeling His love, or whether it's dedicating ourselves to bring others to love Him as well, however you interpret the mitzvah of the Ahavta, we have to fulfill it with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our resources, with all of our might. The Mesillas Yesharim that Ramchal writes in his Hakdama, B'chol Levavcha, with all of our heart, means don't mail it in. It means don't get away with the bare minimum. Don't do good enough. We have to strive for great. B'chol Levavcha. Give it our full heart. Get everything that we have. Yes, you could put a check. B'di'evid. It's good enough. Maybe it's a Shas HaTzorach Hefsed Meruba. We will define our circumstance as extenuating, as an exception, and therefore try to get away with less. But that's not what the Torah wants of us. That does not a real relationship. If the relationship we're supposed to have with our Creator, with the Ribbono Shelem, is one of love, if it's a genuine, intimate, affectionate connection, then one in a real relationship that they're trying to promote, they're trying to grow, you don't get away with the bare minimum. You don't get away with the least. You can try, but it doesn't usually go very well. If we want a relationship to flourish and thrive, we go above and beyond. We do even more. We learn on Wednesday mornings, Mesillas Yesharim, 10 minutes of meaning. And we're up to that perek, the definition of the chasidus. The Ramchal's chasidus is not someone with a furry hat and long pais. Precedes chasidus, the birth of the movement of chasidus. The Ramchal is describing the chasid, piety he defines as going above and beyond. If you really love someone, if you're really devoted to someone, you don't wait to be responsive to their need. You anticipate and you exceed their need. You surpass their need. So says the Mesillas Yesharim, that's what it means, b'chol levavcha. To put our whole heart into it. Don't just do the bare minimum. Don't get away with anything less than great. To put our whole heart into it and to do all that we can. However, if you think about the word, the Gemara already notes that really the word for heart, then the Torah should have said, v'yahavta, love Hashem how? B'chol libecha. With all of your heart. It doesn't say that. It says, love Hashem b'chol levavecha. B'chol levavcha. What does levavcha mean? Libecha means your one singular heart. B'chol levavcha means love God with all of your hearts. Now the heart has four chambers, but as far as I know, we probably have like 10 cardiologists in the room right now, but as far as I know, we each only have one heart. So why would the Torah obligate or command us to love Hashem with multiple hearts when we each have only one? So the Gemara concludes in Brachos Nundal, the Gemara concludes because the truth is we all do have two hearts. I guess each has four chambers. We have a Yetzer HaTov and a Yetzer HaRa. We have a heart, a desire, an impulse, an instinct, a drive towards good. We have that positive inclination, that drive towards what's right, what's virtuous, what's pious. And then we have the Yetzer HaRa. Yetzer HaRa that wants us to look at or say or listen to or go or do or eat the things that really are harmful, to make those mistakes, to sabotage our own success, to sabotage our spiritual life. The Gemara concludes that rather than say b'chol libecha, with all your heart, it says b'chol levavcha, with all your hearts, because what it means is that a person needs to devote and dedicate not only their Yetzer HaTov. It doesn't just mean when we're drawn to do chesed, when we have an instinct to give tzedakah, when we want to have that moment of connection to Hashem, but it means even our Yetzer Hara has to be channeled, has to be directed to Hashem. What does that mean? What does that mean? So the Bava Rebbe writes very beautifully. He says, the Gemara tells us in Kedushin Daf Lamed, that person has Barasi Yetzer Hara, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. He also created the Torah as the Tavlin. Tavlin means the spice. Tavlin means the flavor. It's a very peculiar Gemara. We've all heard it so many times. God says, I created the Torah. I created the Yetzer Hara, rather. I've created your instinct or inclination, not only or always to do what's right, but sometimes to do what's wrong. And I made the Torah a Tavlin. What do you mean you made the Torah a Tavlin, a spice? Why would you choose Tavlin, spice, as the metaphor for what Torah is or how it works? What should the Gemara, what I think the Gemara would have said is I made the Yetzer Hara and I made the Torah as an elixir, as a medicine, as an antidote. I made it as an antidote. I made it as a response. What is a spice? What's the role of a spice? We'll pick up next time, but the Bava Rebbe understands that the Gemara in Kedushin, the way if we understand what it means, Barasi Torah Tavlin, then we'll understand what it means to channel even our Yetzer Hara to the service of Hashem as well.